minutes from Havana. A news encounter with the sunny side of the world.
The demands of the Global South and the rejection of unilateral coercive measures resounded this week in the voice of Cuba, presided over by its president, Miguel Díaz-Canel, also at the head of the G77 during the high-level week of the UN General Assembly, which began on Monday this week. The president spoke on Monday on behalf of the negotiating bloc during the Sustainable Development Goals Summit, considered the central axis of the segment. Solidarity and cooperation organizations from Germany, Spain, France, and Italy announced that they are coordinating to launch a World Day opposing the U.S. blockade against Cuba so as to increase pressure on this aggressive U.S. policy. Convened by CubaCoop, they participated in the event in the Paris region on Saturday in a European forum to generate new initiatives which combine political support for Cuba with economic accompaniment, recognizing that the blockade is the main obstacle to the development of Cuba, which has been subjected to more than 60 years of siege. The Minister of Health, José Ángel Portal, ratified Cuba's commitment to science, research, and development in the field of health, despite economic challenges. Portal highlighted that Cuba has invested in the training of highly qualified health professionals and has developed medicines and vaccines that benefited millions of people around the world. He reiterated the island's commitment to using science, technology, and innovation as fundamental tools to address global health challenges. The Cuban church is growing and participates in the social project that is being built in the country. Reverend Joel Ortega, president of the Council of Churches of Cuba, said. In exclusive statements to Prensa Latina, Ortega ratified that all religious organizations in Cuba enjoy full freedom for the practice of the faith, their liturgical and worship elements, as well as for their participation in society. The Reverend considered that only those who do not know the reality of the church and religions in Cuba could point to an alleged limitation for the full exercise of religious rights that are enshrined in national laws. Cubans, and especially the National Association of Small Farmers, commemorated on Thursday the 65th anniversary of the First Congress of Peasants in Arms, held in one of the fronts of Fidel Castro's rebel army. The Congress took place in eastern Santiago de Cuba province and was addressed by the then commander Raúl Castro, who was based in that region and led the Second Frank País García Eastern Front. The meeting was aimed to outline the agrarian reform the Cuban countryside would need once the insurgent movement took control of the nation.
Thank you for listening. This has been Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio with 3 Minutes from Havana.